What have you been reading this summer?
Not much. I read a lot of news items for work, but my now 2-year-old son occupies a lot of the time that reading once did for me. So reading to him right now has sort of supplanted much of that reading for myself.
And what kinds of books are you reading to him?
Well, I've introduced him to the classic authors, many of whom my parents read to me when I was his age. Eric Carle, Margaret Wise Brown, Ezra Jack Keats, and of course, Dr. Seuss. And he likes them all well enough, but for the past few months, there's really only one book he wants to hear. Again and again and again. And that is the P.D. Eastman classic, Go Dog Go.
Tell us about the book.
Well, to be honest, if you're looking for a gripping story, I would not recommend this book. It doesn't have much of what you might call plot or character development that we generally associate with good books. It's basically a series of situations involving dogs. The dog is in, the dog is out. The dog is up, the dog is down. I've got a passage here that I can read to you that I think illustrates that point. A red dog on a blue tree. A blue dog on a red tree. A green dog on a yellow tree. There's one ongoing plot thread where this one dog asks another dog if he likes her hat, which he decidedly does not. And that prompts her to show up with more and more outlandish hats until at the end she shows up in this kind of Chiquita banana hat covered in fruit, and the other dog finally says he likes her hat. I would say this is probably Gil's favorite part of the book, and he recites their conversation, which is pretty formulaic and recurs several times in the book. Let me just get to that page. So the girl dog says, "Hello," and the boy says, "Hello."
"Hello,"
she says. "Do you like my hat?"
"Hello."
He says, "I do not."
"I do not."
He says, "Goodbye." "Goodbye." And she says, "Goodbye." "Goodbye." And this shtick between the dogs is frustrating because obviously the girl is trying to make an impression on the boy dog and he's like totally oblivious.
What do you find enjoyable about, if not the book itself, reading it to your son?
Well, you're right. Reading this book isn't interesting to me the way some other children's book, like ones by Maurice Sendak, which I'm really just starting to introduce him to, can be interesting even to adults. But it is interesting to watch a young child acquire this stuff. It's sort of the most basic stuff of the English language that I can kind of just barely remember learning myself. And it makes me think about these things I haven't thought about in a long time. Like, when exactly did I first think about these concepts like up, down, left, right, red, green? And if you're of my generation, you think about shows like Sesame Street, Mr. Rogers, and things like that where they taught these very basic things. And, you know, watching him learn the same things and form these memories himself is really a thrill. Also, watching a 2-year-old react to this stuff is fun. You know, a lot of the time, to be honest, he's probably reacting to the way I'm reading it at least as much as the words on the page. Like, there's this one part where all the dogs go to sleep. So when I read it to him, I kind of whisper it. You know, now it is nighttime and now all the dogs are going to sleep. But then on the next page, all the dogs wake up and I do this thing where I read it really loud and fast and that just excites him to no end.
"The sun is up. Now is the time for all the dogs to sleep.
At the end of the book, the dogs have a big dog party in a tree. How does Gil like that part of the book?
No, he's on the edge of his seat until they get up that tree. He loves to read or recite from memory, rather, the page just before they actually get up the tree.
"Up the tree. Why? It's up there on top of this tree."
Would you recommend this book to parents?
Well, in my experience and talking to other parents, most 2-year-olds love this book. It just seems to be where they are developmentally. The only question is whether you want to subject yourself to the repetition of this fairly nonsensical book night after night, because once they get a taste, they'll want more.
Thanks, Shai.
You're welcome, Dave.
That's our producer, Shai Benyaka, reviewing his son's favorite book called Go Dog Go by P.D. Eastman.